Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to our Sunday, April 14th, 2013 edition of Beyond the Gate Radio, hosted by myself, David Baker, and my beautiful co-host, as usual, Sherelle Baker. Good evening, Sherelle.
Good evening, and thank you for having me to be your co-host. I'm excited to be back on the air tonight. Hello, everyone out there in radio, Blog Talk Land, and all the people that haven't finished your taxes. You have one more day, so get it taken care of by tomorrow. Tomorrow's our day. We're great to have you, everyone, listening in today. We have a very great guest, and David, please tell us about our guest.
I will in just a minute, and it's funny, because now I have an opportunity, and, you know, I'm going to be short because our guest has a lot to say, but our guest is psychic Cheryl Lynn.
And yay!
Her name is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L, Cheryl. My wife often gets called that, but most people are, you know, they if they see the spelling or hear it, they'll say it. My wife has one more L, C-H-E-R-Y-L-L. So we have... The guest is Cheryl, and the wife is Sherelle. Just want to make that clear, you know, because I wanted to. That's why.
I like that. Thank you.
And it's on the West Coast here in California. It's windy. It's sunny. It's nice. On the East Coast, our guest tells us they're still waiting for spring. I understand that. Now, I just want to mention a few things before I bring our guest in. If you haven't, check out my website, www.mediumdavidb.com. I changed websites, so it's now Medium David B as in Baker, mediumdavidb.com. On the bottom of the page, you can follow me on Twitter, on YouTube. You can subscribe to my channel, follow me on Facebook, follow my fan page, and the Beyond Gate Radio page on Facebook as well. Also, go to links to the Apple Store. I have a link there to all my shows, which are absolutely free from Apple iTunes, and you can get one or any shows that you wish, and every show that we do here is archived. I haven't been on the air much lately. I will probably in May more because I've been busy editing my second book, which I just finished, starting on my third. And we've been landscaping the yard, and my back has been giving me problems, too. So anyway, now that you've been caught up, thank you, everybody that listens to the show, like Sandra Wells and Sandy Gilbert and Lorraine Lamour and everybody else, too numerous to name. Our guest tonight is psychic Cheryl Lynn, who is a natural-born psychic through her father's lineage. She uses the tarot cards as a key to open the door to her gifts, while others are trying to increase their psychic abilities. Cheryl Lynn needs to control hers. She has over 100,000 hits on YouTube for her accurate 2012 and 2013 predictions. Her new 2014 predictions are proven to be just as popular. You can check these out on YouTube yourself. Just put the words Psychic Cheryl Lynn in the search. Psychic Sherilyn will be appearing on Saturday, May 18th and Sunday, May 19th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Spring Spiritual Expo. Please check out her website for all the information on the Expo Plus other upcoming events. Psychic Sherilyn, she does readings which are by appointment only, please, she says. She has clients all around the world and every state in America. For all of the information about her and her services and her events, please go to her website, which is www.whiterose-productions.com. Our co-host, Sherelle, has placed this in the chat room, but I'll repeat it one more time, www.whiterose-productions.com for your own personal one-hour reading with Psychic Sherilyn. Please call her at area code 484-221-9620. For those of you who are fumbling around trying to get a pen or a pencil, here it is once again. Area code 484-221-9620. Now our guest has a lot to tell us today, so we're going to let her say everything she needs to say. Give us the information, you know, all the juicy predictions and everything that she has to say. And then after that, we'll take callers. But we want to give her time to say what she needs to say, because her predictions have been very amazingly accurate and been coming true. And we want to get these out in the air so that when these come true as well, she'll have a recording of it besides that on YouTube. So, Cheryl, welcome to the show, Beyond the Gate.
Well, thank you for having me back, David and Cheryl. It's a pleasure to be back and to talk to you again. There's so much happening. I'm glad that I have the opportunity to speak.
I'm glad we have the clear connection with you. That's wonderful. And yes, that's what I knew. I forgot something, that, you know, you're a repeat guest on the show, and we're very happy to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you again. I enjoy doing this and enjoy talking to everybody. And, you know, like you said in the beginning, it's good to have a record, of, especially when you do predictions and things like that. It's good to have a record. So thanks for allowing me to do that.
Oh, our pleasure. So
thank you for being here. Definitely thank you for being here.
Thank you.
So all the information of your events and everything is on your website, so people can check it out to see if they want to go there. Okay. Or
everything that, you know, everything I'm doing, all my services, yeah, they can go to the website, which is whiterose-productions.com. And YouTube, I have the 2014 predictions on there already as well. So, yeah, lots going on. Very busy, just like you're very busy. I'm very busy, too.
It's good to be busy. So let's get busy and see what you have to say.
I like that.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'll do my 2014 predictions, David and Cheryl. And I did these on 2/16/13. And the first one that I got is major disruptions in Egypt. Not safe to travel for anyone. If you ever wanted to visit Egypt, do it before 2014. After that, the country is in turmoil. So I'm giving this prediction. It's people that, you know, some people have like a bucket list. They want to see the pyramids. They want to see the Sphinx. They want to travel to see Egypt. And I do feel it's okay until after 2014. Then I feel the country's really in turmoil. Starting in 2014, people will start to move out of cities in record numbers. They will work in the cities but live in the suburbs. Cities become too expensive to live in. New York City will be affected by this as well. Watch in 2014 as the people start packing up. And I do feel like, David, that's kind of like a trend that's going to be happening. So, you know, suburbs are going to start filling up more with the city people.
Okay.
Third one I got was water contamination will become a big problem in America and a huge problem for the rest of the world. I hope someone invents a fast, effective water cleaner that can be used during flooding. So we will continue to have these storms hitting, and this is all around the world, too, but these, you know, these these wacky storms will continue to hit, but it's going to be the water contamination. We got to kind of like, that's going to be like the aftermath of that. So hopefully somebody does like for the home use. Now I got David and Sherelle, I got for the royal family for 2014. Queen Elizabeth's health takes a turn for the worse by 2014. Her husband and I actually crossed during that time. Prince Charles may take the throne, but only briefly. So I do feel there's going to be a change in royalty, especially in 2014. Prince Charles may come on the throne, but only briefly. And I do feel in the future that King William and Queen Catherine, they're going to be a fantastic royal couple. You know, they're going to bring the dignity back to the throne, and they're going to be, you know, there for a very, very long time. Let's see. Oh, here's a big one. And this is funny, David and Sherelle. I put this on YouTube, and 2 days later, there was about the online cyber hacking problem. It was like 2 days later, you know what I mean? It's like they're all reporting it. But I have online security is under attack. Cyber hacking a big problem in 2014. Our own personal online information is not safe, as well as major banks and government offices. So I do feel that that's like a big thing.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, that's like everybody, please be careful. I mean, if it's happening now in 2013, it's only going to magnify more in 2014.
That's true. And you said also for the cyber attacks for government as well, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. I feel like government offices, I feel like these are the terrorists. You know, it's going to be the cyber stuff. You know, they're going to be hacking into, like, major banks and causing a lot of trouble. So just everybody please
wow.
be careful with information.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here's another one. I just people have called me since I put the 2014 out on YouTube about the state of Texas. I understand there is pockets of violence happening, and I predicted general unrest in the state of Texas. I see an undercurrent of tension in the state that will bubble up to outbreaks of violence. These pockets of violent acts will put the state of Texas in the world spotlight. So I predicted that, and I guess a couple days later something broke out in Texas. My clients told me about that. But those that live in Texas, just be careful. I do see little outbreaks here and there, especially in 2014. You will be hearing in 2014 that the American economy is getting better. As I predicted, it will get better very, very slowly until 2018, where I see a very positive condition. However, I want everybody, no matter who you are or your financial status, to continue to save your money, be smart with your money and investments, watch your student loans, continue to learn the harsh economic lessons we all learned, check out Roth IRAs, term life insurance over whole life insurance. The gas prices will continue to go crazy right up to 2018. So be prepared for that. Yes, you can spend a little extra cash here and there. You can go on that long overdue vacation, treat yourself to a nice dinner. Do not be lulled into a false sense of economic security, and save. So as far as like the gas prices go, David and Sherelle, I do see like it's like in the 380, this is for America, of course, like the 380 okay. to 415 range. So it's going to be a little bit higher in 2014. So just I want everybody to kind of be prepared for that, and everybody to just, you know, continue to learn the lessons that we learned about the economy, you know, please continue to save. I have some celebrity predictions. As some of you know, I did predict for this year Lady Gaga's health and Kim Kardashian's pregnancy, and that's all documented. But for 2014, I have that Madonna may have a difficult 2014. I see her breaking up with her boyfriend, and this will cause her to question her future love life. She will focus her energy on her career and also to advancing her daughter's career, but I see her being very tired in 2014. And what I see for them, David and Sherelle, I see like Madonna, kind of like the Paul McCartney, Stella McCartney thing going on there, you know, where Stella McCartney does like the fashions and her dad's like the pop star. I just feel for Madonna and Lourdes is going to kind of be that, too. I feel Lourdes is going to get into the fashion industry. Her mother's going to back her. Her mother will be the old pop star, and Lourdes is going to be doing fashion, but not exactly doing what her mother's doing. So I feel Lourdes will be very successful, a very successful businesswoman as her mother is. I see a health scare from President Clinton. Now, I'm talking about President Bill Clinton. As some people know, I predicted President Hillary Clinton, and we're still kind of like waiting for that. But I do see a health scare for President Bill Clinton. I don't feel that he's going to cross in 2014, but there's some kind of health issue around him. And this is one of my favorite people. I just wanted to put her on my 2014 prediction because I'm a fan of her. It was a comedian, Kathy Griffin. We'll have a family member. Yeah, Kathy Griffin. Love her. Comedian Kathy Griffin will have a family member hospitalized in 2014 that will cause her to postpone a major trip that is work-related. And the last one I have for 2014 is even though we will continue to experience extreme weather patterns, people will not be as frightened by it, and more people will be well prepared for these violent storms. And in 2014 and onward, it's just a way of life for many people. So basically, I do see people adjusting to all this. It's not as terrifying. So that's what I got for 2014.
I like that. I like that.
It's action packed.
It is. You know, it's not. There's no end of the world in there, which is good news. And there's not as bad as it was previously. I think 2012 was a pretty nasty year for a lot of people, and some of 2011. But you know, it's always darkest before the dawn, and I believe that we're starting to cross the threshold from the, you know, economic crisis of 2008. I mean, come on, folks. It's not going to be here forever. And sure, some things I feel are getting better, and some things are still going to be bad for a while. But, you know, if we take precautions and learn from the past, we can make it through to better times, and hopefully they will come soon.
Yeah, we just need to learn, we just need to learn those lessons, you know, like you said. And also, like you said, David, you know, we got through 2011, we got through 2012. Everybody got through 2012, so it can only get better after 2012. So.
That's right. Well, I'm not giving up on the world yet. Hey, I want to
enjoy
my life. I'm going to keep on fighting and enjoying.
Me neither. Okay, I would like to, David, give my future visions now. This is not exactly things that are going to happen in 2014, but these are visions that I got clearly, and I want to, you know, put them out there. And I did these on 2/16/13. And I also got two other visions after I posted on YouTube. So you're getting a little bit of an exclusive here. I got two other visions, that did not make YouTube. So I'll put those on at the end here. So is it okay if I continue with this, to my future visions?
Go right ahead. We all are listening.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Sherelle, you're going to like this one, Sherelle. Okay, number one. Okay, there will be a female head coach in the NFL.
I love that. Thank you.
Well, you know, since 2012, we switched over into the feminine. You know what I mean? We are switching over into the feminine age. We went from masculine to feminine. So you're going to see a lot of women in roles that traditionally you haven't seen women. And I do see a female head coach, and I think she's going to be pretty good.
I like that. Girl.
Okay, now, so the second one I have is America's complexion turns tan. The Hispanic-Spanish population is the new majority. The complexion of the government changes drastically as well. The election and re-election of President Obama was just the tip of the iceberg in the new American government. Watch the majority Hispanic community use the power of the vote to change our senators, governors, mayors, and mayors, Congress. I also see in the future that America will be a two-language country. I see street signs and buildings with both English and Spanish on them. So I do see the American government changing. We are changing. There's going to be a lot of ethnicity. Yes, there's going to be a lot of ethnicity in the government and new ideas. And I actually see it being pretty good. I see some of the old boy network there scrambling a little bit to trying to change their image. Do you know what I mean? But again, I do see things changing there. This is an important one. Major gas line explosions happening all around the world. If I can just, you know, put a, like, an SOS out there, please, everybody, with the gas lines, especially in America, they're old, you know, and I just feel like there's could be, I see these gas explosions just because what, I don't know, David, I don't know how old the gas lines are in America, but I think they're like 100, aren't they like 100 years old in some places?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they are. Gas and water lines, there's breaks all the time, especially in the San Francisco Bay Area. Many of the systems here were stalled just after or during the gold rush period as the city rapidly expanded, and much of it is still the original. So,
yeah,
you're right.
I do see these gas explosions happening, and unfortunately, I don't think they're going to really do anything until these things start happening, and then they're going to start replacing these gas lines. So,
Oh, yeah, and as you probably heard on the news, was it last year, a huge explosion in San Bruno, California, which is also in the Bay Area here, where a gas PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric gas line underground main conduit did explode, and it blew up several houses, and I think it a couple blocks worth of homes were destroyed.
That's terrible. So I don't know if anybody's listening out there that's, you know, part of the gas company or whatever these that can replace these gas lines, but it's important, so I wanted to get that out there. But I do feel they will fix them, you know what I mean? They will. It's just they have to have, like, a few explosions until they kind of, like, wake up and say, oh, gosh, you know, these lines are, like, 100 years old. Maybe we should replace them.
Yep.
Okay, I also see now my fourth future vision I got was I see by 2016 there'll be a start of a division in the American lifestyle. On one hand, super high tech. Life's pace is speeded up greatly. Watch the indigo crystal children, autistic, advanced humanity, take their place in this environment and flourish. On the other hand, many people of all ages reject this high-tech, high-stress life. They isolate themselves and they grow their own food, sew their own clothes, almost like if you would combine the Amish lifestyle with the 1960s commune lifestyle. And it will be hard to find these people because they do not want to be found, and they do not want to be part of the high-tech world. So I do see kind of like a division. You know what I mean? As we advance with technology and everything gets speeded up, and as life changes, I do feel there's going to be some people that they go the opposite way, you know?
You would think that, you know, pretty much the majority of the world is online right now, and some people don't like it, so they avoid it. But I just read an article this morning about North Korea. There's no internet. There's no cell phones. And there's no this, no that. No, they're like almost 100 years ago. I mean, because it's a dictatorship, but very strict dictatorship. And they want to control people so they don't let the outside information in. But the person that wrote the story said he picked up a signal near the border of North and South Korea. And he said if he can get a signal there that has people start to get information somehow, that's what the government of North Korea is afraid of, that they could eventually overthrow the government when they find out they've been lied to and they're starving and, you know.
As far as North Korea goes, David, since you brought North Korea up, that's one of my new visions that I did get. I did get that because I had some people, I have a Facebook page, Psychic Sherilyn Facebook page, and my people on there asked me about North Korea and if I had a vision about it. And I did get a vision, China to invade North Korea. China will help us out. China's going to invade North Korea and take care of it.
Well, that makes a great deal of sense because they have nothing to gain from North Korea, nothing. They have so much to gain from us because their economic growth is probably the largest in the world now, and they have more to gain by keeping us as an ally. It's common sense. So That sounds good. We just don't want any nuclear war, which I really don't think will happen.
No.
I think they're just saber rattling, but that's good news.
Yeah, I got that, and there's going to be a lot of changes happening in North Korea, but we must always be aware, you know, people that are kooky, these wacky people, you know, we shouldn't always take them seriously, you know, even though, you know, they, you know, I feel that always take them seriously. But for, in this particular case for North Korea, I do feel China to invade it, and there's going to be major changes coming. And don't be surprised that maybe by the time of next year, you know, we only have North Korea, something will be changing the country itself, or something, you know, there are actually major changes, major disruptions going on there. But anyway, China's going to help us out with that. Okay, now I do see no more school buildings. They'll be too expensive to maintain and totally outdated. I see online teachers, online classes. Students will learn at a rapid pace. New ways of teaching, tax money will be used to provide students with computers as their school, and children's social interactions will suffer because of this and will isolate society in general. So I do see online school. I just had a clear vision of the school buildings just like decaying.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And people would be safer, too. You won't have to worry about these idiots coming in with weapons and stuff.
Yeah, more, well, you know, humanity in general is gearing. I believe the energy, and maybe you know, have an opinion on this, David, but I do feel the energy around humans itself because of the 2012 energy, the new energy that came in. I feel like it really has amped up. You know, it's made a lot of people nervous, or made, you know what I mean? It's amped up our energy. And so some people will act out violently, you know, in these violent, unexplainable acts. And anyway, I do see, like I said, I do see the online school. I also see no more library buildings. All books and information are online, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Now I see the libraries going. And not that information itself goes, but like David, like you're doing books, anybody that's doing any kind of publishing in the future, I do see self-publishing as the way to go. You know, the old-fashioned publish, you know, sending your manuscript out to a publisher, you know, and getting that letter, and, you know, they're going to publish your book. I feel that that's going to be a very rare thing. It's going to be more and more self-publishing online, and that's the way to go.
Well, you're right. I can see that coming. And I love books. I have hundreds of books here that most of it's for entertainment and research, you know, psychics, mediums, and all that kind of stuff. And I love the books. I have even some old out-of-print books and everything. And the book that I'm about to publish in the next one, which is, you know, teaching people how to develop their abilities and all that, I'm going to have them published like my first one, hardcover, softcover, and Kindle. So that way, if something's phased out, at least one of them will still be available, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and I do feel, you know, it's going to be, you know, the Kindle version, you know, like you said, the publishing itself is going to be changing rapidly. So yeah, just keep your eye on that, you know, down the line. But again, the old-fashioned, book publishing is on its way out. And I also see movie theaters turning into virtual reality theaters where the audience is actually part of the movie, realistic holograms, smells, touches, et cetera. Look for Disney to try this first. I do see, like, the movies are going to be awesome. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to be part of that whole movie. You know what I mean? The action's going to be happening around us with all these holograms, these realistic holograms. So I do feel like entertainment like that is going to be, like, great. So Disney, I do feel Disney will be introducing something like that.
Interesting.
And one more. I got the major, I do see a major crippling snowstorm to hit Colorado and the surrounding states in the winter of 2014. So I just, I got the very recent. So I don't know what states are around Colorado, but I do feel that there's going to be a mega snowstorm happening winter of 2014. You know, power outages, you know, I want people to be safe. So just take the precautions now. Get, you know, just, what's the word, forewarned is forearmed. And so the people in the Midwest of America, please take the precautions.
Yeah, hopefully they'll listen to your predictions, and maybe somebody will, just for the heck of it, take some precautions and they'll be okay.
Yeah, I hope, you know, a few people at least hear me. You know, make sure you have your generators, make sure you have your thermal blankets, make sure, you know, just be prepared, because, you know, I do feel, we on the East Coast got hit with Hurricane Sandy, and there's a lot of power outages for a couple weeks, you know what I mean? So I feel that it's going to be, the equivalent of a Hurricane Sandy, like a snowstorm, you know, in the Midwest there. So just, you know, be prepared. And it's the winter of 2014. Okay, that's it for my future visions.
That's great.
Wonderful.
Is everybody still there?
Yeah,
yes.
They are. Now, I'm
writing down the last of it.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Do you, you know, there's science is always exploring, you know, space and physics and things of that nature. And you have quantum physics and all this, and the Hadron Collider, which is trying to, which they recently said they made a breakthrough in discovering the so-called God particle. And you know, in science, you have two camps. One camp says, if you know, psychic and mediumistic abilities, they can't prove it, so it couldn't be real. It's not repeatable. It can't be done in a lab, whatever. On the other half, there are scientists that have already proved it, and it's been proved for a long time, way over 100 years. It's documented and everything. And, you know, you have people from both sides of the camp, but now there are scientists like doctors, PhDs, writing books saying that life after death is real. And one doctor just wrote that he's a neurologist. He wrote a book saying that he was really ill. He could have died, but he didn't, but he should have. And his body shut down. They put him in a coma for a week to hopefully get him better. And when he studied his reports, the one part of the brain, you know, when people say they have near-death experiences, a lot of doctors say, well, it's from the drugs or stress, or the body does something, you know, for these your imagination to make you think you've went there, you know. But he said the part of the brain that holds consciousness, if that shuts down, you know, you're dead and there's no consciousness. So you, it's not possible to have any thought at all, period. Well, he said that part, the neural cortex, shut down in his brain and it was flat. It was dead. So it would not have been possible for him to have a near-death experience. And he said, yet he did, and he wrote a book about it. Dr. Eben Allen, I believe his name is. And it, you know, so these things are coming to light besides, you know, Raymond, Dr. Raymond Moody and all its people. So my question to you is, and there's more, you know, paranormal shows on TV. I mean, they got good shows. They got goofy shows, you know, all kinds of shows. I mean, I've noticed it build up over the last 10, 15 years. It's so popular. So my question to you is, do you think that psychic abilities are going to be pretty much proven or accepted, you know, in a more convincing manner, in a mainstream way to the world in any time soon or in the near future?
I do feel that, David, and I think it's happening now, like you said, on television, but I also feel, you know, there's just, you know, the quality of psychics that are out there now. You know what I mean? Like the psychic twins, awesome. Michelle White Dove, awesome. You know what I mean? There's like these, you know, John Thomas, awesome. Like all these, incredible people that are just, you know, coming forward. There's a whole bunch of them. Some very well known, some not. You know, people like yourself writing books, and I do feel that it is going to, well, the veil's thinning between the two worlds too. So, I mean, you know, it does enhance people's psychic abilities. It's not so hard and not so difficult. Children are, you know, being born now, you know, with the psychic ability. They have, you know, the kids on television. You know, when I was a kid, we didn't talk about it. But now they're putting it on television. I absolutely agree with that, David. Absolutely. If you, I just feel, look, I mean, just look at the wonderful people that are out now. Can you imagine in 10 years who else will be coming up? I think it's going to be, very common. You know, I really do.
I believe it's headed that way also. And one last question, because I want to start taking some callers. Thank you everybody for being so patient. And that's, you know, I have to ask. Cause
I do want to also get a 2014 chair of horoscopes in too. But go ahead.
Okay, it's about UFOs. You know, unidentified flying objects. I'm talking about beings that are non-human that are flying these machines or whatever they are. Do you think there's anything to that, and will anything come of that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you're talking about, like, time travelers and the aliens?
Yeah.
They've been with us since the beginning. They've been with us. And I do feel that they're going to be, it's going to be accepted as well. You know what I mean? It's not going to be such a far-fetched thing, but I do feel that they walk amongst us. You know what I mean? I don't think it's as dramatic as, you know, like the Sci-Fi Channel puts it, or, you know, like, I do feel it's a little more common than people know. You know what I mean? That they are, I call them time travelers, but, yeah, the UFOs. Yeah, I think it's more of a common thing than what people realize. Just have to take the Hollywood out of it. Yeah, I see more and more acceptance of that. You know what I mean? More and more evidence and people just accepting it. Yeah.
Good. I don't have a lot of guests that speak about that on the show, but I've had some. One of them I had on, I guess he had some important information because they cut him off my show a couple of times, and you can hear him talking in the background before the show died. And then not too long later, I had black helicopters flying right over my house and stuff like that. So I begin, what's going on here? Is there some truth to that? Is it a coincidence or what? You know. But anyway. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not hooked in. I'm not hooked into the government. I don't know what's happening in the government. I just know, like, psychically, there's always been time travelers. There's always been, people that walk amongst us. And
Okay, that's cool. So what other good information have you got to give us?
Okay, I have my 2014 tarot horoscopes. And this is the sun, people's sun signs. My 2013 tarot horoscopes, they were such a big hit on YouTube, David. People calling me, texting, emailing me, saying, how did you know? You know, I'm a Gemini. How did you know, you know, that this is going to happen? So I wanted to make sure I got my tarot horoscopes out for 2014 because they were so popular for the 2013. And the first one that I have is Aries. Now, this is a sun sign, David. Aries is March 21st to April 19th. Sun sign Rams are at a crossroads at the start of 2014. Many opportunities for career growth and to start your own business. Have patience as profits will be better in the summer months. Join groups and social clubs geared towards children or younger people, and your love life picks up near the end of the year. Taurus, which is April 20th and May 20th, and I'm a Taurus. Time to move on from the past, Taurus. Stop worrying about your financial situation because it will improve in 2014. Take all opportunities to change your life for the better. Others will help you, but you must be open for change and new experiences. And an older male comes into your life as a mentor. So I am a Taurus, and we don't like change too much there. But after 2012, we're just open to anything. You know what I mean? To make things better, for things to change. And so we do get our positive change. Gemini, May 21st to June 21st. Working hard and playing hard is your theme throughout 2014. Try to rest in March, as this will be the only downtime month you will have. As your sun sign is a duality, so is your career options. You may be working two totally different jobs in two totally different fields, and female Geminis are lucky in money this year. So sun sign Gemini, very busy year. I just, you know, just all kinds of stuff going on for Gemini. So the month of March, that's their downtime month, so they should rest and relax as much as they can in March. Cancer, June 22nd to July 21st, major improvements in all areas for the crab, lucky breaks, unexpected money, opportunities to travel, and home improvements are all possible for you in 2014. And don't be surprised if a major goal or dream of yours appears this year. Leo, July 22nd to August 22nd, you may change some long-held goals this year, Leo. Spirituality and paranormal studies capture your interest, as you may experience ghostly or angelic encounters in 2014. Your dream life becomes vivid. You may be asked to donate some money to a woman's charity. Virgo, August 23rd to September 21st. Much joy and laughter coming to you, Virgo. You deserve these good times in 2014 after a very difficult 2013. major career shift into something much better. You may improve your home or even sell your home this year, and planning a family or adding to your family is possible, and this could include a new pet. Libra, September 22nd to October 22nd, lots of responsibilities for you in 2014 in all areas of your life. Like a ping pong ball, you'll be bouncing from one thing to another. High energy is required as you try to balance your workload and family life. Others count on you to come through, and you do. And you may find yourself in court or dealing with the justice system this year. Legal outcomes look positive. Scorpio, October 23rd to November 22nd. Confusion starts out your 2014, Scorpio. You may be seeking new life paths as you try to figure out your own true self. Watch your finances carefully as your home may cost you more in unexpected repairs or improvements. Male bosses may be difficult to deal with. It is best to find your happiness in a new hobby, creative outlet, or friend. And now, David and Sherelle, as far as like Scorpio goes, sun sign Scorpio, Saturn's in their first house all through 2014 as well. And once Saturn goes into a house, that's kind of like a problem area or the karmic area or the area that they have to kind of like work on. And for a sun sign Scorpio in the first house, that's yourself, your inner self. You know, so lots of things change in order for better things to come. So I just want to give Scorpio, keep going, Scorpio. One more year, keep going. Then it goes into your second house. Keep going. So I wanted to give them a little extra, like a little cheerleader, like cheerleading hurrah there.
Cheerleading. Give them a little boost.
Yep.
I loved my first girl.
Sagittarius, November 23rd to December 21st. Oh, here's for the Sagittarius. Your sex appeal is at an all-time high. Two loves may demand your time and money. Your outer appearance improves, and so does your self-confidence. Many party and social invitations come your way. In September, you focus your attention on work and practical matters. So Sagittarius is going to have a good year in 2014. Capricorn, December 21st to January 20th. Usually a very private person, you come out of your shell this year. You are ready to experience more outdoor activities and try new things. Exercise programs are appealing to you, as well as new diets and holistic nutrition. You get those resumes out as your career ambitions grow. And by year's end, Capricorn, you will discover you were stronger than you ever knew. So a good year for Capricorn. Some changes coming for Capricorn.
I'm a Capricorn, and I love that. Everything except for that exercise stuff.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna find Sherelle and most sun sign Capricorns, they're gonna find they're more talkative. They're willing to, because usually Capricorns will stand back a little bit, assess the situation, and then move in. You're
right.
Gonna find you're more talkative, a little more come on in, willing to join the conversation. So
okay.
I mean, good. It's a good growth year for Capricorn.
Okay.
Aquarius, January 21st to February 18th. 2014 will be a very soul-searching time for Aquarius. Time alone and being alone will be important as you research new ideas and products. Meditation and quiet walks will help clear your thinking as you explore your inner being. Aquarius females may turn to artistic and creative projects. And then I did ask Tarot if they weren't like artistic or creative, what should they look into? And then Tarot said for Aquarius females, try pottery and painting are featured. And Pisces, February 19th to March 20th, good news coming out of the blue, expect the unexpected. Many opportunities coming out of the blue, like I said, things you have been waiting for, coming to fruition in 2014. More money coming in to female Pisces and many party and social invitations. And David and Sherelle, that's my 2014 tarot horoscopes, and I've got all my information out there.
Well,
that
good job.
Great.
That's quite a bit, and I knew it took you quite a bit of work,
yes.
Well, you know, to do that. We really appreciate you giving us your insight for 2014.
Thank you for allowing me to put that on here, you know, to be able to document it. I do appreciate that.
Oh, our pleasure. Now, we're going to be taking callers, and once again, we thank everybody for waiting. And we want to remind you that Cheryl Lynn's website is whiterose-productions.com. You can reach her for an appointment. She does readings by appointment only at 484-221-9620. Now, when we bring you in to ask our guest a question, this is all we ask in the beginning. Please say your first name, your age, your astrological sign, and give the question. First name, age, astrological sign, and the question. That these are the tools that help her focus in really quick and give you some really great information. So, having said that, we will go to the switchboard.
Bless you. Cheryl, did you want to take a quick break before we start with the readings?
No, I'm good.
Okay,
yep.
So we're going to go ahead and start with our first caller who's been holding, our number one caller, area code 805. Area code 805, welcome to the show.
Hi, yeah, my sister and I are sharing a phone, so we wanted to know if we could both get a little reading with Cheryl.
Okay, what's your first name,
Asian astrological sign? Hi, my name's Donna. My birthday is April 22nd.
Okay, Donna, your birthday is April 22nd, which makes you a Taurus.
Yep.
And how old are you, Donna?
I'm 50. I'll be 59.
59, and what's your question?
I wanted to know if there was a male partner coming in for me, you know, like boyfriend, marriage, yeah.
Okay. And hold on a second here. I'm shuffling my cards.
Thanks. Is it Cheryl or Cheryl?
Yep. It's Cheryl.
Cheryl. Okay.
You've been waiting around. Okay, Dara. I do see that you've been waiting around for a while for the love life, so it's been a while. Now, you said you're 59 years old?
Yes, I'll be 59.
Yeah. Donna, I do get two dates this year for you. I get two potential boyfriends this year, but they're younger. I get one's 50,
great.
One's 51.
Wow. Huh?
Okay. Yep. So I get, and Tara was talking about in 3 months, so that'll be May, June, July. July, August, summertime, you're pretty active there, Donna. Okay.
Yeah.
I get the 2 younger ones. I'm not getting like a husband this year or anything like that. But you most certainly have an opportunity to have two wonderful dates. And you know what? It's time to go out anyway. Taurus, I'm a Taurus like you. And like we get to be a little bit picky. Takes us a while to get out. So this is like, especially, 2013 and especially 2014, we can, change. We like to plot away, Donna, and do things in a step-by-step manner. But with this, just have some fun. July, August, have some fun. There's 2 younger ones coming in, and one of them is pretty good looking. So have some fun, okay?
Oh, good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for
here's
calling.
My sister.
We appreciate that.
Oh, here's my
that.
Sister. Can my sister ask something?
Is that
yes. That's fine.
Okay, here she is. Thank you, Cheryl. Her name's Phoebe.
Okay, thank you, Donna.
Thank
okay,
you.
We just need
hi.
Need
hi.
Age and astrological sign, please.
My name is Dee Dee, and my birthday is 4/4/66. Aries.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, 4/4, January, March, April. So you're an Aries. And what was your first name?
My given name is Deirdre, but I go by Dee Dee.
Okay, Dee. Okay, you're an Aries. And then how old are you?
47.
47, okay. And what's your question?
What do you see for me as far as a career path? I'm making a change, and I don't have a clear picture.
Okay. Okay, I do get a job opportunity coming to you out of the blue. What Tara was talking about is that you're going through a change right now. You're going to do what your soul's purpose is. Before, like your employment, you felt unfulfilled. You felt like you weren't on the right path. There are, like you had said, there's changes coming for you. I do feel that you put a lot of resumes out now. I do feel like a lot of resumes going out or you're going on a lot of interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do feel that you're, like you're going to be throwing your hat into the ring. I do feel unemployment. I do feel employment coming to you out of the blue. You're going to be actually working two jobs, two part-time jobs until you kind of, like, figure out what you want to do. But I do, were you thinking about doing your own business? I feel like you're going to be doing, like, one of the jobs might be either, like, an online business or doing your own, making your own product or doing, like, your own business.
Yes, I do want to go into something as I feel I'm being led that way.
Yes. So what you need to do this year, like I said, you're going to be being led into your soul's purpose, and that will business that you do will jump, will put you into the next level. And I do see you really in the workplace and really making good money in 2014. So 2013 is kind of what you're here to get it all together, and then 2014 you're really, working and making a lot of money and successful. Okay?
Okay. Yes. Thank you very much.
You.
Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, that's good news for both of them. I like it when it's good readings. I just like to remind our guests, in order to get as many people in as we possibly can, please just ask one question only. We'd really appreciate that. And think of, if you have three, think of the most important one. Please give us your first name and your age and your astrological sign. And if you don't know it, just what your birth date is. Cheryl is an expert, and she'll know. And then one question. Thank you so much.
All right. Let's go to the next caller. The next caller is area code 661. You are on the line. Hello.
Yes, hello. Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Hi.
You're welcome.
What a great show tonight. Thank you so much for having it.
Thank you for holding for so long. Thank
you.
Oh, my goodness. What information. This has been great.
Now let's see what she can get for you. And what is your name again?
My name is Andy, and I'm an Aries, and I'm 48 years of age.
Okay. And
is it Annie or Andy?
Andy, like the boy, but with an I.
Okay. Okay, Andy, Aries, and you said 48?
Yes.
Okay, what's your question?
My question is, I'm wondering if the legal team that I've got working with me right now, is it the right lawyer for me? I'm going to be probably going through a divorce later this year.
Okay. Okay, first thing, okay, is the lawyer male?
Yes.
Okay. You do have a good lawyer. The lawyer is definitely going to cost you more than what you were planning. So I want you to make sure that you pull more money away, okay? He's going to cost a lot, but he's worth it. You most certainly will get everything that you want. He is very much he's very much a traditional kind of lawyer. He's got a little bit of a stump to him, but he's very good with the law. You know what I mean? He's very schooled in the law. You got yourself a good one there. You really do. Was there a female one before him, or was there like a, because I do feel like confusion around a female lawyer.
There was one before him, but I basically determined she wasn't going to be a good fit for me.
Yes, and you were absolutely correct on that. You got yourself the right lawyer, and I guess the procedure is going, let me see here, is things happening in September?
Possibly.
Yeah, I do feel that there's moving on this in September, and you're very determined to have your way, and you will, and just don't worry so much, I don't want you, worrying so much that it affects your physical health. Just you'll get through this, you got the right lawyer. And just the only thing I'm going to say is, just be prepared that he's going to cost a little bit more, but he's worth it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. You all have a great night.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, too.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you.
I was thinking about the reading while you were saying it, and I was thinking male lawyer, and yes, he's going to be a good lawyer. I was getting exactly what you're getting. You're amazing. Mm-hmm. And to pick up that she had a female lawyer before that, I mean, wow, you're really good, Cheryl. You're really good.
Okay. Well, my spirit guides are helping me out here, so.
That's right. Trust is very important because they will never let you down.
No, they won't. That's for sure.
I'll turn it over to
That is me. Our next caller is area code 360-360. Hello, you are on the air. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, my name's Lori, and I'm a Libra, and I'm 53 years old.
Hi,
and
what's your question?
I'm wondering about how the situation with Kelly and Gina are going to, they're a married couple. I'm wondering how it's going to pan out, if I'm going to get my equipment back. And
I need to hear the question again.
I'm wondering how the situation with Kelly and Gina is going to work out.
Okay, how's the situation with, who are the two people?
Kelly and Gina, they're a married couple. And
if they're going to work out?
Well, if the situation, well, see, I had them growing my plants for me, and then they decided to keep, they were going to, you know, keep most of them, and they were, you know, weren't going to follow the rules of my license, and I'm having to get a protection order from that guy because he became kind of violent. I mean, you know, he threatened me and stuff, and I think I'm going to have to take him to court to get my equipment back. They have my expensive equipment, and
they want more money from me.
Yeah. Okay.
I knew this was a complex one. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay.
Okay.
Just give me a moment here. I'm not just up in the car. That's what I'm doing. That's what you're hearing.
Okay.
Okay, I do see conflict with these people in three months, May, June, July, okay? So I do see this coming to a head in July. You'll get back most of your property. I don't feel that they're going to be threatening to you in any way. I do feel the male, whoever the male is, or the masculine one, I feel he's very stuck in his ways on certain things. It's very hard to change his mind. He's very stubborn. He's very determined. I do see that you're kind of holding your own there, which is good, but as far as, like, legalities go, you have a positive outcome, okay? You'll be okay.
Okay.
Right?
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That's great. Thank you.
Now, we could do a whole reading on her. Like, we could do a whole reading on her because it's very complex and there's all kinds of stuff going on. So I just kind of, like, wanted to do, like, a general, answer for her. But she would be somebody I'd like to do, like, an hour reading on and really, like, get into, like, the meat and potatoes of it, you know.
Right. I had a friend that was in a similar situation with a walnut orchard that he had. But it took a year longer than he expected, but things worked out for the better for him too, because they didn't give up and they got attorneys involved. And this young lady here that's having problems, she's going through the same thing, but like you said, it will turn out good for her. And yeah, I can see why it would take you an hour to really get to the heart of all the issues.
Yeah, it's a very complex, because I knew when she started talking, I knew it was going to be a very complex question. So that would be an example where I'd like to have a 1 hour reading with somebody, but,
well, you hear that, everybody. If you do want to get an in-depth reading, you can call our guest, Cheryl, at 484-221-9620 and make an appointment. If you want to find out more about her, check out her website, whiteroast-productions.com. Thank you. And back to our switchboard operator and co-host, Cheryl.
I am here. And our next caller is area code 773. Area code 773, welcome to Beyond the Gate. You're on the air. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Mia.
Leah? Hi, Leah.
Mia.
Welcome to the show.
It's Mia.
N-I-A. Got you. Can we have your age, your astrological sign, and your question, please?
Okay, my age is 47, and my astrological sign is Virgo. And my question is for Cheryl is, do you see me getting back together with the ex I just broke up with?
Okay, how old are you? Mia, how old are you?
I'm 47.
47, okay. Give me a moment here. All right. Okay. Did he have dark hair? His dark hair?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, you will get back with him. It's a temporary breakup. If there's some issues of control there. Now, Mia, do you have light hair, or is he associated with a lighter-haired woman? Because I see a lighter-haired woman around him, but if it's a girlfriend or somebody he's interested in, I don't feel like it's going to last too long, or it's almost like a passing infatuation. So do you have lighter hair, Mia?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Do you have lighter hair?
My hair, yeah, is kind of gray. It's kind of light, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I do feel that, if you didn't have the lighter hair, I did see like a passing infatuation on his part with a lighter-haired woman. But since it's you, there's some control issues there, but he's coming back in. I do feel he's coming back in, and I feel that it will be a strong relationship. So have patience, okay? It's sooner than what you think. Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Bye, thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, I.
That's wonderful. You know, you just tell people what they need to hear. In other words, you're getting the information that they requested, passing with neutrality. In other words, you're not telling them what they want to hear. You're telling them what they ask you to find out for them, and you're just merely their purveyor of information, or
yep.
the channel of information, and passing it on.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
What I'm doing. What I'm doing is that I use a tarot card, like a key, David. It controls my psychic ability. So after I hang up with you, I can close down my psychic ability, through the cards. My spirit guides talk to me through the cards. Okay, I get it's actually not like regular tarot cards, like you would see like fortune tellers do. It's more like it's my form maybe of scrying or something, or like some people do like the automatic writing, or this is my way of just kind of like tuning into my spirit guides. So actually, when I'm saying tarot says, I'm actually, my guides are actually talking to me, but people find that creepy when I say my guides are speaking. So I say tarot says, but they show me, through the cards, what it's going to be. And I did see a dark-haired man for her coming back, and had to confirm that that's actually coming in 10 weeks for her. I have to just tell you what the cards are saying. And in her particular case, he's coming back. It's just a temporary break. If it was a permanent break, I would tell her. I'd say, no, he's not coming back. But in her case, no, he's coming back.
Amazing information that you're getting from these callers. They're calling from all over the country, and neither of us know any of these people. And it's amazing the information you're giving them. So let's see if somebody else can be given some good information.
Okay, our next caller is area code 847. Hello, 847, you are on the air. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, my name's Jill.
Hi, Jill.
I'm 52, and I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay, what's your question there, Jill?
Do you see anything coming up for me soon, financially, career-wise, job, anything, lottery,
okay.
anything?
Okay.
That's a good one.
All right. Let me see what's coming up for you. Okay, give me a moment.
David, I think we all went in on that lottery part, though.
Yeah.
Or publishes Clearinghouse. That one would work, too.
Jill, you know what I see coming for you? I see lots of changes as far as what you put up with in the past you're not going to put up with now. You're somebody that you always put yourself on the back burner for others, and others have let you down. You've always not put yourself first. And I do feel that 2013 is going to be a year. I'm just getting like a general theme for you. I do feel, Jill, that this it's going to be a year of lots of spiritual growth for you, lots of what you accepted in the past you're not going to accept now. There's lots of growth going on, lots of positive growth going on. I do see some wonderful invitations, social invitations coming your way. I do feel October, November of 2013 are good months for you, okay? But I see that you've been waiting, especially the last couple months. I do feel like you've been like in a holding pattern a little bit as far as your life goes, and your life will be moving in a positive way. You know, things will be moving. It's just more towards the end of the year. So in the meantime, you're going to be going through a lot of spiritual growth, a lot of personal growth, and So don't give up, okay?
Okay, financially I'll be okay.
Yeah, you'll be okay. I do see like I said, October around there. Okay, but there's a lot of good things coming up for you this year.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yep. Bye.
Thank you, Jill. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's amazing.
Yeah, now for Jill, now Jill was another one, like I could do a 1 hour reading, because for her it was more like a month by month, this is what's gonna happen, this is what's gonna happen. You know what I mean? Instead of like one big major thing, it's like a bunch of little things, but there's like a lot of spiritual growth happening to her. And she has been stuck for a while there, for as far as like her life moving or feeling like her life is moving, and it will be, I wanted to give her some a word of hope. It's just not happening right now.
That's true.
Kind of like
sometimes is it good for like if you're feeling like your life is a little out of control, just to just stop and just take a breath and just wait? But do
sometimes you got to let go and let God on a lot of things. Jill's an example of that, where you got to let go and let God until the universe lines things up for you. We never go back. We can only go forward. And we have rest periods. We all have that in our life. We have the rest periods when things feel like they're not moving or things. But it's just that it's not the right time yet. So it's with her, it's like I feel like everything she wants, she'll get like in October. But until then, there's little things happening each month. You know what I mean? So
right.
Yeah.
And don't just stand still until October and then wake up and say, okay, it's October, something's supposed to happen. But each month, something different's going to happen.
Yeah, each month something's different. Right? It's a more of an inner growth for her. And again, she would be somebody that would benefit for a 1 hour reading, so we go month by month and get into the details of it.
Yeah. That is great. That is great.
It's kind of like going to the forest, not a thick forest, but a forest, and across the streams and stuff for a while before you come to the clearing.
Right. And in the meantime, you're growing. You're always growing. You're learning and you're growing. So.
That's wonderful. We all do that too. All of us.
Yeah, everybody. Yes. Everybody.
Okay, let's take a next caller, you two. Our next caller is area code 707. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, welcome to Beyond the Gates.
Thank you. Valerie, 58, Gemini. And I would like to know about love.
Okay,
and what's your question about love there, Valerie?
When do you see it coming in?
Okay. And you said you're 58? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Just give me a moment here, Valerie. You look younger, though, Valerie. I feel you said 58, and tarot's pushing me back, which means that either do you look like 50, like you're more like towards the younger 50s?
I'd say the 40s.
Yeah, but yeah, I do feel like you look younger, like you look younger. When you said 58, you look younger. Okay. Dark-haired man. I do see a dark-haired man. I do see he's in his 60s. Dark hair, dark-eyed man, or he could be salt and pepper, you know what I mean? But he was dark hair at one time. Financial blessings coming your way. Don't worry. So don't worry. Things are coming this month, I feel, too. I feel like a financial blessing. Are you a creative person? Are you a creative person, Valerie?
I don't know. Sometimes I guess I could say I am.
Okay, I do feel that they're going to be taking up a hobby this year or some kind of create, something creative around you, okay? Something's going to spark your interest. I get a lot of stuff going on around you. I do feel Tarot's talking about don't worry about the younger man. So I don't know if you were attracted to a younger man or a man that was more immature or something going on. You know, Tarot's just kind of like saying, yeah, tell her to move on from that. There's somebody more mature, more in tune to who you are now, darker, like a darker, dark-eyed man. And, again, lots of financial blessings coming your way. And also Tarot's talking about, were you thinking about making a move this year?
No.
Okay, I do feel there's going to be an opportunity for you to move, and then Tarot's saying don't do it. So I don't know if this is a move into a new location, or something's going on, and somebody may suggest for you to move into a new area, and parents are saying, don't do it this year. So it hasn't come up yet, but it will. Okay?
Okay. When is the love coming in? Do you see a timing on that?
Okay, I'm sorry. What was the question?
Timing on when you see the love coming in.
Okay.
This dark-haired gentleman?
Yep. He can have salt, and he can have salt and pepper hair. Okay.
Okay.
I feel he's coming very, very soon. Very, very soon. Okay. May. Tarot's talking about May.
Oh,
wow. He's coming pretty soon in May. Okay.
Will I recognize him?
I feel that you're going to be introduced to him, okay? So it's not like an online thing or anything. You're going to be introduced to him, or it's going to be somebody that is assigned to somebody and they say, oh, here's my, my cousin. And it's like, oh, you know what I mean? It's almost like an introduction. Yeah, in May.
Oh, great.
Well,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Valerie.
Much. You're welcome.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah, with her now, I did feel more like about moving and about, you know, she said she wasn't going to move, but I felt like there's going to be an opportunity for her to move, and it's almost like just going to, like, stay put. That's more of the question than actually her love life, but okay.
Well, that's good. You know, since she's not planning on moving, and I have a feeling she wants to stay where she's at, if something does come along, she's going to say, no, I'm happy here, and repeat it anyway.
But I feel like she's going to be tempted. I feel she's going to be tempted to move, or somebody's going to say, hey, move here, and it's just not going to be right for her. But her love life picks up in May.
That's good news, even soon. Wonderful.
Yep.
What if he asked her to move in with him right away? See, that could be it.
Maybe that could be it. See, Sherelle, that's right.
she meets him and is like, hey, baby, move in with me. No.
Don't do it, Valerie. Don't do it.
Don't do it yet. Right. I like that. And just in case he rinses his hair in a dark color and changes the salt and pepper, you never know. So you never know. Okay. I had to. Couldn't pass it up. All right. Okay, well, I got to take a break. I have the giggles. I'm sorry. It does that to me. Okay. Our next caller is area code 989. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. My name is Kelly.
My age is 35, and I'm a Pisces. And I was just wondering what would be a good, what's the best area for me to focus in as far as my life mission or my life path?
Okay. Are you talking about, you're talking about like life themes, or you're talking about like humanitarian themes, or?
Well, that's kind of where I'm confused. I don't know. I have several different interests, like most people do, but what I kind of want to know what would be my main most important thing to focus on as far as, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, I guess. I guess if you could tell me what maybe my life mission or soul mission would be.
Soul's purpose, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, you're definitely a humanitarian. You're definitely you're somebody. You work hard. You're definitely somebody who can take on a lot of responsibility. A lot of people depend on you. You're definitely like the grease that keeps the wheel going. You're definitely an optimist. You're definitely a positive person. You're strong. You have a lot of strength to you, your physical body, but as well, and your mental capacities as well. You're very strong. You're a problem solver. I get that. Have you had to walk away from somebody recently?
My father passed away, if that means walk, you know, away.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, all right. Okay. You care so much about others. I get that. So, all right, so what I would suggest that you do is, well, what I'm seeing through the cards is that you're definitely a humanitarian problem solver, helping people, you're definitely helping people, but you're somebody that would get into the thick of it, okay? Like, you're not like the office worker. You're more like, you know, somebody who would be like into social working, social services, getting in there and taking on the responsibility of others to help others deal with their problems or get them on their right path in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You're definitely like an action type of person. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
But I do want to tell you and everybody else that's listening, if you want to figure out like what your life's purpose is, like my life's purpose is to bring laughter and light to the world. How I found that out, and it's very, very simple. That's something like a personal thing that you have to go through on your own. But just very briefly, find your life's purpose. You know, you have to be totally quiet, and it's almost like in a meditative state, and you just kind of ask the universe, what's my life's purpose? And then have a pencil and paper ready, and it's usually one sentence or two sentences, and you write it down. It might seem crazy, but just write it down, okay? And you'll be surprised to see what your life's purpose is.
Yeah, that's why I get confused, because I get more than one sentence, you know, like I get several different things that, you know, I don't know if that's just my head getting in the way of what I'm really receiving, you know.
Yeah,
so,
you're just going to have to kind of like, I know, it's harder, it sounds simple, but I know it's a little more difficult, because I wrote down to bring laughter and light to the world, and I'm going, what is that? But then you see your life and go, oh, yeah, okay. So I think this would work as well. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you, Kelly.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So Cheryl, so if you write down and you get several ones, how do you figure out which ones, like she was saying that she was writing down, she got like a lot of them, do you try to investigate each one to see if that resonates with you, or how would that work?
Well, you know, it's I actually found this out through Edgar Cayce, you know, there's a prophet Edgar Cayce, a psychic,
right?
Edgar Cayce, and you know, because I was kind of, even though I do this type of work, I didn't know what my life's purpose was either. I was confused as well, and I actually found out my life's purpose like 10 years ago, so it wasn't like something I found out when I was even as a kid. But
okay.
What Edgar Cayce suggested that you do is that you have you find a quiet room. Okay, so you can't do this when there's people in the house, or you know, you have to be totally quiet. Then you have to get into a meditative state, or you know, you have to close your eyes and try to be as still as possible, and
okay.
Through meditation, and then. You say you have a pencil, paper ready, you know, so you can write it down. And you clear your mind, and you just say, "What is my life's purpose?" And then you write down the first two sentences. It's not like a big, huge paragraph. It's the first couple sentences, and then you look at that, and you try to figure out, oh, okay. So it could be, you know, to heal others. That could be it. You know what I mean? To heal others, mm-hmm. okay? You know, so you're meant to do healing, and then you can see through your life how you're healing, you know, people. But you'd be surprised. I was surprised, and most people are surprised that you've been doing it all along. Your life's purpose, you just need to kind of, like, write it down.
Okay. That's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's how you figure it out. Yeah.
Cool. We have a strange number call. This might be a Skype call that's coming through. So we'll open it up and see who we have.
Hi, this is Tricia. I'm a Virgo, and I'm 52. And my question is around a job change. Do you see one?
Okay. Tricia, Virgo, 52. All right. All right. Yes, I do see a job change. I do see someone who either wants to partner up with you or you're going into a partnership with somebody, but it's going to take a while. There's, like, a lot of red tape. There's, like, a lot of legalities to it. There's, like, a lot of paperwork to it. But it's something that you absolutely are going to love. It's something totally different than what you're doing now. I see it kind of walking away from what you're doing now. I don't get the fulfillment around what you're doing now. So I do see you partnering up with somebody or somebody coming in here with you. This is something we've been thinking about, though, for a while. I get the August, moving on this in August. Again, watch the legalities, a lot of paperwork around this in the chain, like lots of paperwork going on, but you will have the money to do this. And what was your astrological sign? You said Virgo?
Right.
Okay. Don't worry so much, because Virgo, you know, you tend to worry, and you know, Virgo tends to like to do things a little on the methodical side. For this particular job change or this life change, just let it happen, okay? It's going to be fine, all right? Don't worry so much about it. The universe is there to help you, and you will make money at this, okay? You will be successful, all right?
Great, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Trish. Okay.
Okay.
When those Skype calls come through, they have a really strange number on them, so I always look and try to figure out, well, okay, how's that, you know. So it comes out with a strange number on it, so that's why it's harder to figure out what's going on. How are you holding up? You doing okay?
I'm good. I'm doing fine. I'm doing
you are on,
myself.
You are on fire, and, you know, there's a million calls left here on the line, and I want to remind everyone, thank you for calling in to the show. I know it would be impossible to get to everyone in the last few minutes of the show, but if you are interested to get a full reading from Psychic Cheryl Lynn, please give her a call at area code 484-221-9620 or her website, whiterose-productions.com. She's there for you. All you need to do is give her a call, check out her website. She has a whole list of things that are going on. There's a couple people in chat that were interested in more information about horoscopes, and if you are, please definitely check her website out. And she is on YouTube, and she has quite a few things going on this month.
Yeah, I know. So just briefly talking about, like, the horoscopes, I do personal tarot horoscopes 6 months. And a 12-month, and it's an unbelievable, you know, detailed month by month. I use their horoscope, you know, their sign, their sun signs, their ascendant signs, as well as using the, you know, the psychic reading. It's really an intense, detailed month by month. Again, 6 month tarot horoscope or 12-month tarot horoscope. So yeah, please give me a call. And I'll be happy to give you all the details on that. I'd love to do those. I really can get into detail then.
And I highly recommend that you do if you really need a reading, because she is good. Yeah, so she's definitely worthwhile having a reading with. So I think we have time for maybe one or two more readings. Let's see. I don't want to push it too close to the end of the show. What do you say, Cheryl? Cheryl?
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Okay, sure. Okay, let's... You said for laughter, your life purpose, right, Cheryl? Here we go.
Yes.
Area code 215. Welcome to the show. Area code 215.
Yes, hi. How are you?
How are you? We're doing great.
Awesome.
We have your...
My name is Jen. I'm 41, and I'm a Scorpio.
Okay, what was your first name again, please?
Jen.
Jen.
Mm-hmm. What's your question, Jen?
My question is, I am waiting for, I have, I'm looking for a job. I feel I'm in the right direction. I need this job to pan out so I can move back to where my heart is.
Okay. So let me see if we're going to get this job and move. Okay. All right. And, Jen, before I even throw the cards and answer your question, in the, you know, near the beginning of this telecast here, I did talk a little bit about Sun Sign Scorpio. And that Saturn is in your first house, so you'll be going through a lot of changes, starting in 2012, 2013, and 2014. So you can manifest and make anything possible, okay, because you are concentrating on yourself and what will make you happy and what will make you fulfilled. So, like, this is the time to do that anyway. Okay? And
yes.
You want to know if you're going to be getting the job, a new job, so you can move, correct?
Yes, I'm ready to move tomorrow.
Okay. There's been a lot of problems around this. I get a lot of problems around this. You don't have the full information right now. You need more information. Now, I do feel that the job that you're thinking about, will it take, like, a lot of training, or I do feel like there's a period that you're going to have to, like, it's not like you can just run, you can go right into the job. Either there's some training there, or there's like a let's say an intern period, or something's going on there where it's going to take a little bit longer to get into the job. Okay, I do feel like there's some kind of training going on there. Okay, all right. Let me continue on here because I do see training and procedures going on. Lots of responsibility in this job. All right, it's something that you love to do. But it's, let me see here. Okay, what I'm getting is that the job will pan out. However, I do feel there's going to be a delay before you actually get into the meat of the job. There's lots of responsibility. I don't think you're going to get the money right away for it, but kind of hang in there. Hang in there because it will come into fruition. It's almost like an intern period that you got to go through. And then as far as movement goes, I get around the holiday season, okay? So I do get around, like, November, December. All right,
so
it's going to be a little while, but it's absolutely possible, okay? So just, you know, Scorpio, you got the energy there. Just, you know, move forward and okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I know we're running out of time. We're just going to take one more brief call, but next time perhaps – we'll have a longer shows with just straight readings on it. Sherelle, maybe if you're available, come on just for readings to get to a lot of people to make up for not getting to everybody tonight. We would do that.
Cool.
So if you call back, we'll have a couple hours of, you know, if that's not too much for you, of readings.
Sounds great. I love to do it.
Okay, you hear that, everybody? So if we didn't get to you, we'll get to you again soon. And Sherelle, I'll turn it over to you.
We have one caller. The last call that we're going to take tonight is for Mary Lou. Mary Lou, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, thank you. I'm honored. Do you need my birthday?
Hi. Yes, please.
It's October 22nd, 1962.
Okay. So October 22nd, you are a Libra.
Yes.
And you said, and what was the 62, did you say?
Yes.
Okay, so you're 51?
No, I'm 50. October 50? Hasn't happened
okay.
yet this year.
Okay, so Mary Lou, Libra, and what's your question?
Love life.
Love life?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a specific question about your love life?
Do you see me having one?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you see me having a love life?
Having a love life, okay. All right.
Sorry.
One moment, Mary Lou. Okay. Oh, yeah. Now, I have to ask you, Mary Lou, do you have a certain type? Because I'm getting, like, two men that are very similar. Okay? I'm getting two that are kind of, like, similar. One, they both have lighter hair. They look kind of alike. They both have lighter hair. They're built a certain way. They're a little bit younger than you are. I get flirtations around this, possibility of dating one of them. You're a little bit on the picky side, though, Mary Lou. You just don't date anybody, okay? I get you like you're kind of like picky.
Yeah.
And I do get more 2014 where there's more activity going on as far as like your love life goes. But enjoy the flirtation. But as far as like your love life this year, I don't get like major stuff happening. more 2014, okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary Lou. Have a great night.
And to everybody that listened to the show, even if we didn't get to your call, including one of our best friends, Nick French, thank you for tuning in and listening to the show, too. It's people like you, Nick, that really help make our show. We really appreciate your support. And thank you, Cheryl, for coming on and doing this. It's been absolutely a wonderful show. We loved you, and so did everybody else.
Oh, well,
yes.
Thank you, David, for having me. Thank you, Cheryl, for having me, and I'll be happy to come back anytime. Just let me know when. I'll be happy to come back.
Okay, we'd
thank
love to have you
so
back.
Thank you so much.
You're one of the best psychics I know, and we try to have the best on here. You know, you don't have to be TV. You could be a kitchen table psychic or what in between, up top, bottom, whatever. There's a lot of good psychics out there.
Yes.
And we like to have them on our show, and you're one of the best we've had, and that's why we like to have you back. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl. And thank everybody for calling. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And have a great, great night. And I hope that the weather changes for you and everything starts to bloom and everything.
Yes. Come on, spring in PA here. Come on, spring.
That's right.
Have a great night.
You too.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to our Sunday, April 14th edition of Beyond the Gate here in 2013. And if you liked our show, even if you don't have your own show, you can push the follow button to follow our shows, keep track of our broadcasts, and also check us out on Facebook. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming. I hope you have a great week and a great month. We'll be on the air again in a few weeks, and then after that, hopefully more regularly. We've just been so busy right now, but we'll have more shows coming up and more psychics on to do more readings so we can get to more of the listeners. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to our show, and God bless you, and have a great week.
Good night.
Good night.